Welcome to episode 2 of The Roommates. I think we decided on that being our name. It's just a name. It's not that important, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Like The Weeknd or Drake or...
Well, he's not the...
Meek Mill
He's not the Drake. He's just Drake.
Well, I didn't say the Drake. Drake.
You're like The Weeknd Drake.
Anyway. What I'm saying? It's names. Names are very important.
Yes.
In everything. Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter.
Yeah.
ESPN.
Yeah, okay. The name is important. I recant my comment from earlier. So, it's been a week and a day or two since the Lad podcast. We've been trying to record for 2 days. We got a better mic from my buddy from work, so hopefully this is going to be working better. Or sounding better. Yeah, so I guess you're going to do that every time we do a podcast?
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Why?
All right, so first thing on news that I've been hearing all over about, and I thought personally was pretty awesome, was Ronda Rousey or Ronda Rousey, however people... I think it's Rousey.
Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Okay, see, that's what I thought. But somebody corrected me today and said it was Rousey.
Okay.
And no, I said, well, you're stupid because it's not.
It's not. They didn't take the O out of her name and said, Rousey. No, it's Rousey.
Yes. All right. So.
Give her her due.
I watched the beginning of the fight. The total video that I watched was a total of.
The beginning of the fight? It was the entire fight.
No. Let me finish. this fight was. The video for this fight was maybe a minute and 50 seconds. Maybe 2 minutes at max. And, the thing started, and you got this super ugly chick with cornrows, throwing taunts and shit, and, drawing on the ground with her hand.
Beth Correa.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's her name.
I don't care enough to know. But she's over there trying to throw taunts at Ronda Rousey, and then Ronda comes over there, they, slap gloves or whatever, and the guys are like, okay, you're fighting, as if you didn't know before, but you're fighting now. So they go, they hit the chain link fence thing behind them, and they start fighting, and ugly chick starts trying to punch Ronda Rousey in the face, and she's like, no, I'm gonna stop that. And then she just beats the crap out of her and makes her go to sleep. It took her 30 seconds to knock this chick out and end the fight. Now, I appreciate the fact that the fight was only 35 to 40 seconds long. Mm-hmm. However, that was it.
Yeah.
I spent $300 on a ticket to go watch Ronda Rousey fight some other chick. I get there at 6 o'clock. Ding, ding, ding! 6:15, time to go home. I just spent $300 for 50, in 14 minutes and 30 seconds of that was me trying to find my seat.
Here's the thing. Number one. There are other fights. That's not the only fight.
I thought it was a feature fight.
That's not the only fight that's on.
Oh, so
that's the main event fight of the entire event. There's undercard fights. There's a co-main event or other fights, but that's the fight that everyone wants to see. That's the main event fight.
So you're telling me that I got to go watch a bunch of other people that I just do not care about.
I mean, that's why I watch UFC.
Fight each other.
Yeah.
That makes it even worse to me. Let's just say I drove an hour. Expecting this great, awesome fight. I drove an hour. I get there. It's 35 seconds long, and then I go home.
Right.
2 hours, 35 seconds, give or take traffic. And I've experienced what I wanted to experience. In and out, done. Got what I wanted.
Right.
Or drive an hour, go see this fight, watch a bunch of people that I just don't care about.
Right.
Spend 30 minutes punching each other in the face. Or no, 5 5-minute rounds. So at max, 25 minutes
each. 3 5-minute rounds, some 5 5-minute rounds. So the 5 5-minute rounds of the main events, title fights.
But
like
so you made me sit through some stuff that I just really don't care about. And then I get up there to watch Ronda Rousey. Yeah. And then she gets up and she's like, good night. And goes. And then she yelled, don't cry, to the person she just knocked out.
Because that is what she said to her before the match started.
That's the thing, and is you don't talk crap if you can't deliver.
I mean, this is my statement towards any next woman that comes and fights. And I know Misha Tate is a really good fighter against Ronda Rousey. However, she wins, she loses, whatever. if you go after Ronda Rousey, you cannot go personal. There is no, oh, I'm going to go personal. No. You go in, this is a profession. Well, don't take personal matters and make it personal.
At any given point.
Because she will kill you.
If somebody was talking to you and they're just like, yeah, you big stupid dummy. And you guys started fighting, you'd just be like, ah, oh, this guy's kind of annoying. But if you had this girlfriend or your family and you're just like, let's just say it's a girlfriend and you're madly in love with this girl and some guy starts talking crap on your girl, you're going to get like, for nerd terms, you're going to like go Super Saiyan, God mode Super Saiyan, and you're going to murder that person because that instinct of, I got to protect those who are not protecting themselves. Right. I'm going to kill you now.
It was.
Thank you for that spinach that made my muscles grow. I'm just going to go Popeye on you.
It was stated that Beth Carrera, I don't even like the lady that got knocked out so quickly.
No one went to bed.
She like pooped herself. But anyways,
she pooped herself.
But
so, yeah, man, 26 years old. I fought Ronda Rousey, and she made me poop my pants. I bet you $900 that by tomorrow or the day after, poopy pants, wrestling pants are going to be on like eBay or something.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Genuine pooped pants.
Beth Coera's poopy pants on sale. 50,000.
DNA test to confirm.
Anyways.
Well, people don't really eBay things like that anymore.
Yeah, that's true. But anyways, Beth Coera was talking stuff about her family.
What did she say?
She said something about her childhood.
Oh, no.
And her father.
That's where you don't
I didn't know anything about Ronda Rousey's father. I know her mother made her do a lot of judo, which is why she's the judo. She's an Olympic. Let me state again. Olympic judo, like, warrior princess. That exactly is the exact words you have to use.
Pretty sure that if you're referring to the
Olympic
judo warrior prince.
Yes.
Okay, I think you probably watched too much like anime or something.
Shut up. She's an Olympic judo, like,
no.
She's the best at it.
Okay,
like,
okay.
There's not, I don't think there's any MMA,
point
female MMA fighters that do judo at all.
Point being.
So she just.
When you give somebody an adrenaline rush, and you are not currently being fueled by adrenaline also,
right.
You're going to lose.
Yeah, you pretty much lost. That's
my brother and I used to fight when we were little, or I don't want to say little, when we were younger, and I would get pissed off because he would steal some of my stuff.
Right.
I now have an anger. I now have that adrenaline. He's probably, when we were younger, I would say he probably weighed nearly double me. Not that he's fat, because he's not, but at the time when I weigh 75, 80 pounds and he's at 160, you know, 6 foot tall, 16, 17 year old kid.
Right.
He wanted to start wrestling. He was just defending himself, but I had that adrenaline, and I would pin him down. You don't give somebody an adrenaline rush and then fight them with just your strength, because adrenaline will kill you.
Yeah, I can give you that same like motive towards. I was in a fight when I was younger with one of my. He's a good friend now. You know, see him every once in a while.
Yeah, does he duck and cover?
No. We don't fight every time. Like, I'll see him and just go, no. It's not like that. But
remember that time you stole my Tootsie Roll?
No.
It wasn't
even like that. I really hate getting hit in the face.
I've never been punched in the face before.
I've been punched in the face.
It hurts. It hurts, doesn't it?
Yes, I hate it. How big my nose is, if anybody could see on video, but you can't because it's whatever. But I have a pretty big nose. If you punch me in my nose,
it's like Pinocchio.
It's like I see red. I don't see anything else. I just see red.
He's a black Pinocchio.
Like red.
That thing just gets honking.
Just I'm like gonna like do everything to hurt you now because you just punched me in my face. I hate it.
Okay, so to move on because we've been spending 10 minutes talking about punching people. So Weak Mills, or yeah, I'm gonna call him Weak Mills now because that response that he came up with for Drake was God. Gosh. It was so bad that he's being sued for it. Now, think about it like that, because if you think like The Undertaker, he's a they call wrestling soap opera.
Yeah,
they call it a soap opera. WWE is like a man's soap opera, right? So if a male soap opera guy that has been beaten in the face since a long time,
right,
is like, oh man, like had Michael Jackson, because mm-hmm. Michael Jackson would kill anything that he did. Mm-hmm. Had Michael Jackson put The Undertaker's theme into one of his songs. First of all, Michael Jackson would ask for permission because he's not a dick,
right?
And then second of all, he would have done it so well that he would have been like, my theme song's in the Michael Jackson song. Weak Mills did such a god-awful, piss-poor, like, did a horrible, downright disrespectful to the art response to Drake's song, rap, whatever. I haven't listened to Drake's all the way through. I've heard some snippets on the internet. People doing dub smash on Twitter or on Vine.
You like this is life.
In stuff like, but here's the thing. As I said before, who cares who's writing it? Mm-hmm. If it sounds good and it gets you pumped, which is what it's supposed to do,
yeah.
Boom. End game right there. You did a good job. Whoever you have is better than somebody else has. So in the end, your team is winning.
However. We're not talking about who wrote what.
No.
We're talking about how it's a rap battle.
And he didn't rap at all, did he? just like using freaking audio clips from everything else. I'm pretty sure at one point I heard Transformers, Robots in Disguise in the background.
He used, I don't know who Quentin Miller is. Like, what? I don't know who Quentin Miller is at all. Who is this guy? Why did you just bring him on to try to insult Drake? Dumb. That was dumb. Use the Undertaker's theme song. Dumb. Now they're suing you. Not only did you lose a rap battle, you're getting sued by the you might be getting sued by the WWE. That's terrible. No.
He's not. Mike gets sued by the WWE.
Yeah,
he's being sued by the WWE. You are telling me right now that your rap was so bad
that you're getting sued for
that
it.
You're getting sued by a wrestler. Wrestlers don't do anything but pretend to punch each other in the face and then mess up every once in a while and break their nose, John Cena. So, yeah, but
He took a knee to the face.
Yeah, though. Well, he should have.
And his it looked like his nose shattered. I don't even know. Like just like snap, snap, snap. Like I don't know how you could one knee could just break your entire nose. But it was like his nose is in the middle when the match started.
We're not
on the left when the match was over. I'm like,
okay, so
what?
We're getting off topic. We're getting lost in the grass, as they say. But, so Meek Mills, I'm sure that you're good at your craft, sir. You know, and if you're listening to this, I'm pretty impressed that you're listening to this. Thank you for listening. However,
thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Step it up. Like, even just like when Nikki's combing your hair, have her write you a rap next time.
Oh my God.
Bounce it off of her. She's doing pretty well.
No.
But what you did was bad, son. I'm so sorry.
So terrible.
Please never again.
In Drake's song.
How about the guy that could kill your career like that? Stop messing with him. Just depart your ways. Pay off whatever bills you owe for having him in your songs or whatever.
Right.
Pay your dues and then step aside. Maybe take a hiatus. Do like a Disney Channel feature or something. branch out. Go be in a Nickelodeon movie with Fred or something.
No, he would totally lose all his street cred.
Yeah, well,
go down
his street,
the drain.
His street cred was over when he got sued by The Undertaker. But no, nah, man, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. Let Drake be.
Right.
Don't be jealous that he's friends with your woman. Appreciate the woman you got and stop fighting and losing because she's gonna leave you for looking like an idiot. Because you're gonna start hurting her career and then she's gonna take off.
He had like P. Diddy in a song too. I didn't even listen to it. I listened to like half of it. And it was just garbage. I was like, no, you should be ashamed of yourself. The things that Drake said in his raps, he actually did.
Right.
Meek Mill goes to his high school, drops off 25,000. Drake
dropped 75,000 in Meek Mill school. Okay. Whoa. Like, that's not petty at all. I'm like, whoa, okay. Meek Mill in his rap said, I'm going to give Charlamagne bottles. He just said, you're going to make me give bottles to Charlamagne. On his radio show, he sent him 6 bottles of Dom Perignon or something like that. 6 bottles of champagne.
That's nice.
What? Like, that's he nice. In his rap, he actually said what he was going to do. Meek Mill, no. You came back with this? This is what you... People in Philadelphia are angry. And I don't blame them.
It's bad.
It's terrible is what it is. You should be ashamed of yourself. And they're like, oh yeah, well maybe he's got a chance if he puts out another song. No.
Stop.
You had the time, sir. You had the time and the opportunity, especially when you traveled to Drake's hometown of Toronto. You had the time. You had the place. You had every opportunity possible to put Drake in the dirt, and you missed opportunities. You failed, and now you're getting sued by the WWE, and everybody looks at you as a trash rapper. Period. End of topic.
Okay, and now that that's the end of topic, we're going to take a short break, let you guys have a moment to hear something more pleasant than our ugly, horrible voices. Also, haha, Meek Mills is getting sued by WWE. How lame do you have to be? Okay, and we're back. So, we got a couple other topics here, and one, it sparked my anger and my irritation right before we started recording.
Yeah.
So you're going to get some raw thoughts on this. Nothing pre-thought on and anything like that.
Right.
It pisses me off when I go onto the social medias.
Yep, yep.
Mainly Facebook.
It's only Facebook.
Facebook.
I don't see it on like Twitter. Okay. Instagram is like nicknames and stuff. Everyone has a nickname for it.
Right. So you get whatever. The opportunity to do that. Like yeah. it's your handle.
Yeah, it's not.
So really. That's fine. But that's fine. But Facebook. I need to sit down with Mark Zuckerberg or whoever's actually running the show over there.
I think it's Mark Zuckerberg.
You think it's Mark Zuckerberg?
I think it's...
I don't.
Maybe it's...
But anyway. I got to sit down... And I have to talk with somebody so that they employ a couple of high school kids to sit at a computer and have to manually approve Facebook name changes.
That's true.
I am so entirely physically, it makes me ill when I go onto my Facebook and somebody posts a status like, oh, living it up with my bae at the beach. July 2015 is the summer. Yeah. And it was posted by?
Like the longest name in the world.
It was posted by? Sammy. Got that man with the big money wallet in a nice car.
I'm a Phillips. Queen, and I drive a car.
Phillips. So sorry. So like that's your middle your name. Initials are SPHDWHTKHBDI. Phillip. What? What?
Hashtag in the middle of it.
Yeah. Hashtag big butt. Hashtag. I don't know. Shut up. But I'm so entirely sick and tired of Facebook nickname in the middle name. It's like, my name's Jackson. Can't stop, won't stop. Miley Cyrus' number one fan. Peterson. What? No, your name is Sam Peterson.
That's it. Yeah, it's pretty much it.
My name is Dylan Christopher Austin. It's not Dylan Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue 1492 Austin.
Nah, I got a weird name in itself. And they when I started off,
I thought your last name was one of those things, and I hated you for a minute.
And I started off. Pretty sure
I asked you
like,
to see your driver's license before, so I could validate.
Yeah, and then I showed you, and you're like, oh, that is actually your name. So I had to make sure, like, you know, when I put my name down, they were like, no, like, we don't accept this. I'm like, but this is my name. This is actually my name, not, you know, her first name's Megan, and then her middle name's, like, hair grease. I put it on all day with a crown on, and I brush it.
What? Hair grease?
Johnson. Like, I don't know. Wow. Like I don't know. I'm the queen. I'm the boss. You whatever. Johnson. Like, what? I don't even... What is that? Like, you're questioning me about my name. Her name
but
is
the
a...
person... Like, the
her
person
name
is
a sentence. Like, that is not...
Your name should... And I get that they can't put a letter cap on the names. Yeah. Because you'll have people from different countries, like mainly Africa. When I, you know, because I used to live near a school there, had a lot of foreign people come, mm-hmm. and the person's name would be 30 to 40 characters.
Yeah.
First, middle, last, all together would be insanely, outrageously long. So I understand why they don't have that name cap. However, they need to employ somebody because I know even off of Farmville money alone. You have made and will make enough to pay somebody $65,000 to $75,000 a year to approve Facebook names.
Right.
And I think if I was in charge of this initiative called the Stop the Stupid Names Initiative,
I'd do it.
I would instill a notification on the name change that if we deem your name change to be foolish, not a name.
Right.
Or anything else that, like, you should have to provide a photo of your driver's license.
Right. That's crazy.
If you did a dumb name like, my name is Bobby, light switches on and off, wasting my electricity bill. Johnson, what? Your account should be locked for 24 hours while you sit and think about the stupid choice you just tried to make.
And then erase the name entirely.
Yeah, and then you have to start. And if you do it again, your account's blocked for a week. And you try again and it's deleted.
Right.
Straight up deleted, because nobody should have to be subjected to looking at stupid names like that.
No, my cousin does that.
Your cousin needs to be deleted. Not like, I don't mean kill. I mean like Facebook profile people.
It makes me mad because the simple fact that when you like try to add his name, you have to put a hyphen. You have to put the hyphen. His name in real life is Bryce Collins. His name on his Facebook is B Rice Two Clutch Collins. I'm like, what is wrong with you? No
Two Clutch. And
no
also
one calls
that
you Clutch.
No, that's like okay.
And I have to add a hyphen when I say I'm doing something with him. I have to add the B, and my Facebook is like, what are you gonna do now? Well, I'm gonna put this hyphen here. Well, you're dumb because. This is the first letter. Why are you putting a hyphen here? I know it's his name. I don't know.
I don't know, Facebook.
I gotta put his hyphen down. I don't know. Well, it looks dumb. Well, you tell him that. I don't know. And then I put it down, and it's like it just like stupid. Shuts off all the bees, and then it's his name. And I click on his name, and it's like, you're dumb. I hate you. Like, you're dumb.
So, oh, God. And that's the end of that rant, because I will get heated if I keep talking about it.
What's the next one?
So, the next topic we have here is something that it pisses me off on a level of it's wrong. You know, and it's not wrong on, like, it irritates me because it's a pet peeve. So, I'm reading this article, as I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard about Cecil being murdered. And I say murdered because he was a lion that is like the oldest, I don't want to say the oldest living, but like the most documented, most well-known, if you will, lion in a Zimbabwe, I think is what it was said where. Yeah, Zimbabwe's biggest park. Mm-hmm. And it pisses me off because some dentist, some ludicrous dentist, moved himself over to Zimbabwe, lured Cecil, and murdered him.
Mm. That's crazy.
What do you obtain from a lion? Like, I was listening to a post, or not a post, a video from Jimmy Kimmel about, like, The guy's like, yeah. Or he was saying, he's like, yeah, so he probably murdered this lion, and he's going to have this lion's head mounted on his wall so him and his stupid buddies can go home and drink whiskey and talk about how awesome he is because he murdered a lion. Fine. Cool. Except for it's not. It's not. What? You murdered a lion. Lions are beautiful animals that are, I think they're already almost like an endangered species as it is.
There's a lot of animals.
There is. And I'm not saying that it's
still hunt them
right or wrong to hunt. Okay, so let's just say that you had a pet duck.
Yeah.
You loved this duck.
Yeah.
You went so far as to name him Quackers.
Yeah.
You loved this duck.
I did. I loved
that. And you had a little brother, and you named this little brother Darkwing Duck. And we should name our podcast Quackers and Darkwing Duck. I'm Darkwing Duck.
Why do I gotta be Quacker, though?
Because if you were Darkwing, it would be racist.
Anyways. Anyways.
So Cecil gets murdered, right? But no. Anyway, about the ducks. So if you had this duck and somebody came and shot up your duck, people hunt ducks.
Yeah.
People hunt pheasants and animals that we don't consider to be pets and that some people do consider to be pets. So I'm not condemning any kind of hunting in regards to, oh, hunting. It's not okay to kill a lion, but it's okay to kill a deer and ducks. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you're going to hunt a lion, okay, if that's your prerogative, man. Like, I'm sure that there's some sort of law hunting lions and stuff. I'm sure there is.
There is.
I'm sure it's probably not legal to hunt lions. But the thing is you went after a well-known lion. You're stupid. They're going to know. Like, they probably have trackers on this guy. And then the guy, then there's, like, these rumors that he tried to lure Cecil's brother. It says, reports that a brother of Cecil had been killed on Saturday, but those rumors were untrue. Mm. Now, this dentist name, and I'm going to throw his name out here because, one, I don't have that many people listening as of yet, but also because I think everybody should just boycott this guy as a dentist altogether. His name is Walter Palmer. And he admitted to hunting down a lion on July 1st.
He sounds like a
douche canoe.
Yeah, he just sounds like somebody who would do something stupid. That's just dumb to me. Like the why.
And then I'm reading farther down, and I was like, I was getting irritated. And then I read farther down. I'm going to read this short little paragraph. I'm getting this article off of Yahoo News, mm-hmm. And it says a source of All National Parks Agency, who is not authorized to speak to the media, said a foreign hunter whose nationality he did not disclose killed a second lion illegally on July 3rd.
See, that's
two lions.
So
this, dare I say it, this asshole has now killed two lions illegally. The hunter had since left Zimbabwe, but police had recovered the lion's head and carcass. What did you take?
So what was the point?
What did you take? Because if you don't have his head that you can try to mount, and you left its carcass, what did you take? You, sir, are a garbage human being. You would murder two animals, two beautiful animals that it is illegal to hunt, and then you're going to leave their head and carcass?
What? That's dumb. I don't know.
To digress on the topic, it's disgusting to me that's what happened.
Yeah.
You killed a lion and you left its head and carcass somewhere. And then you killed one of the most well-known lions in Zimbabwe named Cecil. I'm so sorry to whoever had attachments to Cecil, because I know people grow attachments to their animals and things like that. So I apologize that this American dentist named, again, I'm going to say his name, Walter Palmer.
Yeah.
I am so sorry that Walter Palmer killed your lion.
So,
unless horrible, depressing news, we have something that I was kind of surprised to see come out. I thought that there had already been five to ten.
There's so many. It's like spinoffs of the game.
It's like how Windows went Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10.
Pretty much.
Angry Birds 2.
Woo!
It's fun. And I'm going to say it's fun. It seems like they've engineered the physics to be a little different, and the handle and feel of the game. Plus, they made the graphics a lot more enjoyable.
So much.
And Javin here really loves the game, so I'm gonna let him talk about it.
Yes, I love it. I love the game. It's not many games like small, like portable, like games out there that just you just like playing. Like I liked playing Angry Birds. I didn't really like the spinoffs as much because it was nothing. Like
Angry Birds Rio, you've just changed background,
right? Like you didn't change, or you added these. You added the birds from Rio, or the holiday versions, the Valentine's Day one, the St. Patrick's Day one, the terrible spinoffs,
Star Wars.
Yeah, the Star Wars spinoff, and it's another one. I forget. It's so many though. It's so many spinoffs from the game, but. Angry Birds 2, the graphics look awesome. The pigs are hilarious. The birds are hilarious.
And if you, like, when you're playing it, one of the features that really draws me in, it helps me. I mean, I don't mean to, like, draw it in, like, it gets me all emotional and stuff, but when you pull back the slingshot, if anybody's played Angry Birds, or haven't, like, if you haven't and have no idea, you have birds, they're in a slingshot, and you're trying to knock down these pigs, these little green pigs, like, houses and stuff that they've built because they stole your eggs.
Pretty much.
Now, in the second Angry Birds, when you pull back that slingshot, in the top left-hand corner, like there's like this little window that shows your bird's face like really up close, like a super close-up.
Right.
And he's like, "Murr!" And then it shows the pig, and the pig's like, "Oh my God, I'm going to die." And it like goes back and forth, and it starts getting like, quicker like in an action movie where we're like,
They changed the... What I like about it, too, is that they added power-ups, too, like...
There's the duckies.
The duckies, they could drop them.
It's like a thunderstorm of ducks.
Just a storm of like rubber ducks.
Yeah, and it's a rubber duck. It's not like a duck.
Right, just a storm of rubber ducks all over the pigs.
And it obliterates everything.
Right, there's a freeze one. There's a hot chili pepper. It's funny because the hot chili pepper just kind of aims for one and makes it explode in the middle. And they all just kind of fall. And also, if they fall or if it's like an explosion, they kind of fly at like the pigs fly at the screen. I'm like, that's cool too. Like that wasn't in the first one. That's awesome. Like that's sweet. I like that. All right, that's cool. I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm looking here to see. I believe it. Yeah, Rovio made the first Angry Birds and everyone in between. I have to say they did a step up. I really appreciate this game for what it's worth, and as of right now, it is free on the App Store. I think on iTunes App iTunes Play Store or whatever.
App Store.
Okay, so it's free on Apple's App Store right now, which is rare.
I like the multiplayer because
I think even the original is still probably like 99 cents.
Yeah.
But yeah, in this new Angry Birds, and no, we're not being sponsored by Rovio or anything to talk about this game.
I mean, we would accept.
I love Angry Birds.
we would accept payment.
I would get a tattoo temporary, but. But no, in this new one, they have multiple levels within one level. So you'll destroy one set of towers, and then it'll kind of pan across the stage to the next set where you have to do more.
Right.
And
it's
it's not quick.
Like it's going
to
take you
It's pretty fun. Really. And the story seems to be a bit more engaging than the last one. So good job to Rovio with Angry Birds 2. Give her a try. She's on the App Store for free and the Play Store for free as well.
Yeah.
So the last topic here... before we do our angry or our angry question, before we do our random question of the day or of the podcast, football's coming back.
Yes.
Yeah, football's coming back. I'm a little bit excited because I don't keep up with sports a whole lot because I don't have the time.
Yes.
But I've heard that the Lions have done some work to their team.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, he's crying.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna move on now.
It's just I'm really excited about it mainly because. I don't like summer.
July. Wait, no, yeah, you said July is the most boring month of the year, and it's over.
It is. And I, like, it's just, it is.
July is over.
ESPN, like, for instance, I work at a sports bar. Two screens, or majority of screens, are Olympics, of which they're just sprinting, and jumping, and running, or... It's no basketball that you would even like care to watch anyway. You know, people are like, getting paid like a few thousand dollars to play a tournament, which is they're not professional basketball players, so why would I even care?
Then baseball, tennis, golf. Ugh. All the most boring non-contact sports.
No, I'm not. It's interesting to me that I'm not into sports like that. You know, I'll watch them. I'll watch the Super Bowl and I'll watch the Thanksgiving Day game with the Lions. But what's interesting now that I'm not in is now I am not into them. You know, when I was little, I did wrestling, not WWE style wrestling. I did like real wrestling. Oh. I did Little League. And I did football for a half a second.
Were you on TV for a Little League?
No.
I'm sorry.
And it's gonna sound horrible. It's gonna it'll probably sound a little questionable at first. But when I played Little Leagues, like baseball and stuff, whenever we were out in the outfield, there was like a bunch of little girls that were there. And I'm Little League, so I can, you know, it's not weird when I say this because I was little at the time. But there was a bunch of little girls that would come with their moms who brought their sons. So I would go when I was in the outfield. You know,
yeah.
I would go to the picnic blanket where all the little girls were. Because I guess I was smooth of sorts or something, but we would get under the picnic blanket. And we would, and when I say goof around, I don't mean we did anything inappropriate. We were just like rolling in the grass and like throwing rocks at each other. But I was like, because outfield sucks when you're in Little League. Nobody's hitting pop flies. Yeah. They're just like,
I need the tea. Like, give me the tea.
No, it's different now. I mean, the
Little League baseball players are on like freaking jacked up on.
I would watch that. I would actually watch the Little League that comes on now because they get like home runs. There's stories
right. They're
involved.
Good.
People, the kids are actually good at baseball. But you know, the regular Little League, it's like no. It's like they hit the ball and it's like the ball falls to the ground and just kind of barely rolls. And then they start running. And then they're running at the ball. And they throw it at first base. He's safe.
First base misses.
Oh, right. He's safe.
Everybody gets a home run.
He's sliding in the first or whatever. It's like, you don't know. Umpire's like, what? I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
So, is he
safe? I don't know. I didn't know you could slide in the first. Like, that's so, I'm weirded out by that. But yeah, it's like, the one that's on TV is regularly entertaining. What I'm excited about is football is back on. I'm really excited because I work at a sports bar that's on U of N's campus. Scorekeepers. Haha. Plug. Haha. Anyways.
Java works at a bar called Scorekeepers. Don't go there.
You should go there.
Don't go there.
Don't listen to him.
Don't go there and tip him large quantities of money so we can pay rent.
Anyways. It's on U of M's campus. Me, myself, I am a Michigan State fan. And there's a lot of Michigan fans. So, it would be pretty funny, you know, to watch a Michigan versus Michigan State game on U of M's campus. And Michigan State beats them. And, yeah, I will laugh. But, back to just the regular at hand of football. I'm very excited for the Lions, the rookies, the new season starting. Everything's about to go underway. Yes. Football is on.
Football
is on. And okay. I need someone to give me their fantasy football information because I joined like two leagues and won both of them last year. I was so happy.
How much did you win?
Nothing.
Okay, so there's no point
free.
To that.
No, it was free. No, so, it's the feeling of knowing I can't.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
So shut up.
So football's coming back, and we're excited. This household's going to have probably a lot more beer in it and a lot more pizza boxes in the corner.
You know it. You know that.
The last segment for today, and we're going to do this one until we're going to get the questions made ourselves until we get an audience build up to where you guys can choose the question for us.
Yeah.
But today's random question is if you could only eat one thing in the world, what would it be? This is the only thing you can eat for the rest of your life, every meal. It doesn't say that on here, but I'm making it a bit more in depth here.
Okay.
What is the one thing you would eat for the rest of your life if you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life?
I don't know. I don't want like a snack.
I was
gonna be like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but then you gotta think about it. Like when you keep eating that, it's like.
Day six. Right, can I just drink the milk? No.
Let me just drink some water. No, you can't do that either. No, I don't want to keep eating this. Like, it just, it would, the taste would get annoying after a while. So maybe like...
And you're allowed to see, you're allowed to cook it any way you like, but it has to be that item.
I think I could eat Taco Bell.
I mean...
Do I have to be more specific, man?
Yeah, you can't say Taco Bell because there's like 90 things on their menu. You could just like, could I get a bowl of chicken? So you could have a bowl of chicken one day. Could I get a bowl of rice? Now, that's essentially just like changing your diet. You have to pick one food item. Like, it had to be the chicken quesadilla or like a gordita. But while he's deciding, I'm going to interject with my answer.
Yeah,
If I could eat one thing and only one thing for the rest of my life.
You would eat what?
I would eat. And it stands for any flavor because, like I said, you can cook it anyway.
Right.
Chicken wings.
That's true.
I freaking love chicken wings. I will eat them every single day and never get tired of them because there's so many different flavors to put on them.
I think I could do shrimp. That's my favorite. Like,
man, seafood. I loved eating shrimp before.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I think I could do that. Like, it's, I mean, of course, it's like, could I just have like a different dipping sauce?
Breaded shrimp,
dipping sauces. Okay. Yeah, I could do that. I think I could eat shrimp. It'd be really good to just keep eating shrimp. Just with just butter, just...
Oh God. Ugh. All right, now before... So that way
I'm
can go...
I'm hungry now.
We can go die in peace. Thank you guys for coming and watching. It's been a 41-minute episode, so if you've made it all the way through, I'm going to clap to you right now because...
Woo!
We're trying. It's something we're doing.
Woo.
Give us comments and feedback in the comments below. If you download it, you like it, you listen to it, live stream it, or what? Not live stream it.
Hit us up on our Facebook pages too. Let us know how you
and what
you think about it.
We're gonna start a Twitter page and stuff for this once we see we start building up enough people watching, so you guys can go and tweet at us and stuff like that.
Watching?
But
still with the watching, they're listening to us.
Did I say that again?
Yes.
Oh. Well, some people, like I said last time, they might be watching the little progress bar go across the screen.
Oh, yeah. That's... Yeah.
Nah, if y'all listening and you like what you hear, we're going to get a Twitter page made. Let us know if we get that made. Tweet at us. It'll probably be the roommates.
Should we be on YouTube?
We might get on YouTube. We may, if people want, we may do video podcasts. But again, that's something for another day.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
This has been...
The Roommates!
With Javin and...
Dylan!
Woo!
Woo!
Goodbye.